Welcome to the Pet Pawcast for pet parents, pet lovers, and it's all about pets. I'm Lauren, a certified professional pet sitter and pet owner. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 42 of the Pet Pawcast. I'm your host, Lauren, and today we are going to talk about why it is so important to brush your cat. Just as we as humans brush our hair, our cat's hair may need the same attention. There are health benefits for your feline friend by making sure we are keeping up with their grooming. A clean cat is a happy cat. From nail trims to bathing, a little maintenance goes a long way. Brushing your cat not only removes dirt, grease, and dead hair from their coat, but it also helps to remove skin flakes and stimulates circulation. Brushing your cat a few times per week will help your cat to their healthy glow and soft coat. Regular brushing sessions are especially important and beneficial when your cat gets older and is no longer able to groom themselves. Brushing your cat comes with a ton of benefits for both you and your cat. This can be a great bonding time for you and your kitty, and the time spent together can grow the bond you already have. Please note, not all cats enjoy grooming, and if your cat fights you in the process and there is a risk of injury to you or your cat, consider taking your cat to a groomer or to their veterinarian for their grooming needs. With regular grooming, your cat will have fewer hairballs. Hairballs can be a normal part of having a cat. However, they can be super gross to stop in and clean up. I know from experience. The more you brush your cat and help them remove excess hair, the less likely you are to find hairballs. It also helps with less shedding. Brushing your cat on a regular basis can reduce the amount of excess hair your cat carries throughout your home. Can also be a great way for flea spotting. Even indoor cats can get fleas, so regular brushing can help you spot fleas as soon as possible. I encourage you to make sure all animals in your home are on a veterinarian recommended flea prevention. Pain-free grooming. If you have an older cat or a cat who suffers from arthritis or mobility issues that can make self-grooming difficult, your help with their grooming, I'm sure, will be welcomed. And as we mentioned, better bonding. If you have more than one cat, you may have noticed that they like to groom each other. Cats do this as a way to build trust and, of course, show affection. Like I mentioned earlier, brushing your cat can help build the bond between you and your pet.
Hi, this is Matt, lead trainer at Dogs Can Do Academy. Do you need training for your canine companion? At Dogs Can Do Academy, we offer both obedience and behavioral training. We can help address everything from basic commands like sit, stay, and recall to behavioral issues like jumping, mouthing, leash reactivity, separation anxiety, aggression issues, and much more. Dogs Can Do emphasizes a relationship-based approach to training to help your pup feel safe and secure. Email me today at candocaninemc@gmail.com to schedule a free phone consultation and to become part of the can-do culture.
So now that we have discussed the benefits of brushing your cat, let's talk a little bit about equipment. There are many different types of brushes when you walk down the grooming aisle at the pet store, and it can be very overwhelming if you are unsure where to begin. For most cats, using a bristle brush or pin brush will work just fine. You can use the pin brushes to work out mats and tangles, while the bristle brush is great for a good brushing that will remove excess hair from your feline friend. For long-haired cats, you may need to try a flea comb or molting comb. These look much more like human combs with wider teeth. These combs can get into the fur of most fluffy felines. If your cat is sensitive to brushes or just downright does not like them, a grooming mitt is a great alternative. Now we will dive into some best practices for grooming your kitty. If your cat is not already accustomed to a regular grooming routine, these tips are a great jumping off point to get you and your cat into a routine. Get comfy. To begin, make sure your cat is comfortable and receptive to being touched. It's always good to give your cats a few pets to make sure they are not, you know, in a mood. Move slowly. Begin with gentle strokes with the brush or comb. Start brushing the areas where your cat loves to be pet, which is typically on their back, between their ears, or under their chin. Venture further. As your cat becomes comfortable with the feeling of being brushed, you can slowly make your way towards brushing more sensitive areas, such as the belly. If your cat decides to bite or attack the brush, move back to a spot your cat is more comfortable with before forcing your cat into brushing in their no-fly zones. Reward. Every grooming session should end with a treat or some play. Your cat will begin to associate being brushed with receiving a reward, making it a positive experience for you and your feline friend. Grooming neglect can lead to mats that can pull on delicate skin or even make it difficult for your cat to walk. Dense mats on your cat can block airflow to their skin and cause irritations, and your cat might chew on the mat due to pain and end up ripping their skin. If you brush your cat on a regular basis, the daily maintenance should not take very long. Grooming shouldn't be torture and should not last even 30 minutes. With long-haired cats, brushing a few minutes each day will keep their coat in good condition. For short-haired cats, brushing a few times a week will suffice. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pet Pawcast. Please subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. This helps us reach pet parents and pet lovers such as yourself. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Pet Pawcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered or ideas for topics you'd like to hear about, send us a message through social media or send an email to podcast@petpawcast.com. See you next time.